Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys, welcome back to the Potted Together podcast. I'm Nicole and I am joined by my two lovely, beautiful, wonderful, amazing co-hosts, Adam and Becca. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, I'm Adam.
Hello, I'm Becca.
And this is our pod.
Yes, it is.
And
so let's catch up.
Do you think, you know how in podcasts you sometimes can't tell them apart? Have we already
discussed
this?
People could tell us apart.
I feel like it's really easy to tell us apart. All of our voices sound very different.
They do.
Yeah.
They do, for sure.
Thanks to Nicole's accent and my deep masculine voice.
Gosh, man, you guys are gonna have to let me know, like, do I have a strong Chicago accent? Because I don't hear it.
You do. Oh, well,
yeah, I'm editing your voice and I hear it constantly. You gotta cut out all those F words, all that fiery mama.
Listen, I apologize.
No, you apologize. You're not sorry.
Well, you're right, I'm not.
What's going on, so, you guys? Sorry.
Yeah, let's
Nicole.
Catch up. No, that's okay. That's okay.
Becca?
Let's catch up.
Becca, she's running this episode, all right?
Listen, this is my episode, so back off.
We have to do this so that we don't talk over each other constantly, like give one of us the reins on the episode. And this is Nicole, so I'm going to shut up.
I was kidding, by the way.
I wasn't.
Well, I'm going to make you talk now. So how was your week?
No. Oh, this week. Oh my gosh. It feels so weird because we're recording on a Wednesday. So I feel like the week hasn't even really happened yet.
Yeah, that's right. It is Wednesday.
Yeah, we're recording on a Wednesday night. So it's kind of like I feel like we're all in night mode and like just kind of quiet right now. A little tired.
And weird. Like cozy, tired, just like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. But, okay, big thing happened this week. So I finished painting my cabinets. And then you know what I did? I added another stressor into my life. So now that stressor is gone, I adopted a puppy.
Yay!
Yay! So, yeah, there's that. I told my mom and she goes, you love to stress yourself out, don't you?
But that is a very big stressor, but also just such a fun time, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, he's so much fun. His name is Cooper, and he's a cockapoo just like Leo. And it was really like fate that we met. It was very cool. It felt like another Leo situation, but he wasn't in a shelter. It was a rehoming situation. So a family needed to rehome him. So I was like, this feels like a really great option.
Yeah.
So, yeah, he's really cute. He's 14 weeks. As of right now, by the time you hear this, he'll be 17 weeks, I think.
Yeah.
Ish. Oh, he's like young.
He's little, like 3 months.
Oh, man. Yeah, that is a stressor.
Yeah.
He's a chocolate cockapoo, too. So he's not just like Leo.
Yeah, he's a chocolate.
He's a different color.
He is. And he's so cute. He's so
a little Hershey bar.
Oh, he's so funny. Like, I just can't wait to get to know him, you know? Like, all dogs have, like, personalities and unique things about them. And I feel like I've gotten to know Leo so well. Like, Leo will always be my number one baby. Always. It's like hard to think of loving, well, I know that I love Cooper that much, but I still have to get to know him.
Yeah.
So, but already his personality, he's just so floppy. That's all I can describe him. Like, he's just floppy. When he lays down to sleep, he rolls onto his back and like his arms go up in surrender and his legs are just like fan out.
That's what Prime does when he sleeps.
Oh, it's so cute.
I love so that. That must mean he's like pretty comfortable with you too, because I feel like that's a very vulnerable place for a dog to like be positioned. And they wouldn't do that unless they were comfortable.
Right.
Yeah, definitely. I was surprised that he did it so fast because, well, I mean, he's young, so he's not like jaded, you know, he doesn't have a reason to be scared, I guess. But he cried for a little bit when we left his family, and then he hasn't really cried since, besides being in his crate. So he like very quickly bounced back. And it was the same with Leo. Like, it took him a little bit, but Leo was a little older. He was 9 months when we got him, and he was already potty trained. So we have that.
Yeah. Potty trainings. Potty training.
Yeah, it's been interesting. But we're learning. We're learning. We're getting outside more often. And getting a puppy at the beginning of winter maybe wasn't smart timing-wise either.
Yeah. Wow.
Because it's cold. But, you know, when an opportunity comes along. So
yeah, you gotta snag it.
That's basically like what's been going on. But I have to say, this is probably the first week that we've been here that I feel like my life is normal again. And this might be like week 3 or 4 here. And I feel like finally I feel a little bit more settled, and like life is not just me running around in circles. You know, I feel like I have a better sense of home now.
Yeah.
That's good. That's important. Yeah, moving is just... it's just all around stressful. Your crap is in boxes. You can never find something when you need it. And, you know, like, I'm the type of person that in college, and even to this day, like, before I would work on homework in my apartment, I had to clean the whole thing. Like, it had to be tidy before I could even start my homework. And, like, even when I film YouTube videos now, like, the space, I have to clean it before I can start filming. Like, it's just a mental thing with me. So
exactly the same way.
So when I moved and my stuff was in boxes and I was, like, pulling clothes out of suitcases, it was just, it was a hectic time. But I'm glad that you're past that little spurt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to have, like... when we move, and we've moved quite a few times, but I have to unpack everything, like, the first week. Or I, like, mentally shut down. Like, I just can't function, you know? Like, it'll weigh on me. Like, I'll stay up 24 hours just to get it all unpacked. Like, and that's not healthy, but it's, you know, it's just, like, something I have to do, so. But, yeah, it is. I saw your cabinets, well, a sneak peek of your cabinets in a post today, right? You posted in your stories. And it looks so nice. I cannot wait to see that video.
Oh my gosh, it's an emotional roller coaster. It's definitely up on my second channel by the time you're seeing this, so go check it out if you are interested. I chalk painted my cabinets, and I am still in a place at this point where I'm like, I just want to get new cabinets. I hate it, but don't look too close.
Really?
But they look good.
Oh my gosh. They look so good, though. Like, in that picture, it looked like night and day.
Yeah. It really brightens it up. And that's something I'm realizing about my house. It's a partial earth home. So it's like a basement. Like, my ground floor is like a walkout basement. So we just have to work really hard against the darkness. The dark arts. We have to work hard to make it bright. And yeah, so that's been something else. It's new. It's a new design challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It'll be nice in the summer, though. You'll have like a cool like space, as it'll be like, you know, it'll maintain that colder temperatures. Right.
Yeah. I wonder why more houses aren't built like this, because in the winter it's good because you stay warm, and in the summer you stay cool. Like, I don't understand why more people don't do it. Maybe it's really expensive. I don't know.
There was a couple houses in, like, the towns neighboring my town. They were underground houses. So you literally just saw, a roof sitting on, like, the ground. And then there was, like, a stairwell down. But it wasn't, like, a bunker. It was an actual house, but it was built all underground.
Oh, my gosh.
That is so cool.
Yeah. Like, back then I used to think that was so cool. Now I'd be like, how the hell will my plants live?
That's what I'm saying.
That was my first thought.
Yeah.
Like, whoa.
Yeah, because here, Steve and I put the UV shades on the blinds so the sun isn't, like, blasting through. And I am anxious about my plants with those, even though enough light's coming through. But I'm just like, oh, no.
Yeah.
Like, in the wintertime, I would be, like,
take them off. Yeah. You know, but you can't. They're permanent, right?
No, they can be taken off. In the winter, we probably will, just because that will heat up the house a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. You might not even need to use your heater at any point. Maybe like for a month.
Yeah.
Wait, but you've already had a winter here. I'm mansplaining. You already know this.
Yeah, I do. I was going to let you do it.
It's already been over a year that you've been there, right? Is it going on 2 years?
No, July 3rd, 2019 is when I rolled into town.
Okay, so July 2021 will be 2 years.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, how was your week, Adam?
My week's been pretty good.
Or your half a week. How was your 3 days?
Yeah, it's been pretty good. It's been really cold here, and like, it's been kind of enjoyable, like to go put a jacket on to go outside.
Your jean jacket.
Yeah, got to break out that jean jacket. But I took tomorrow off work and Friday off work because we're gonna go see some fall colors. I think I might drive up to Flagstaff just to
that is so cool.
Gander at them. So I'm excited for that. But as far as like the other days, I got new tires on my car. That was exciting for me.
Yay!
That was exciting.
My low tire pressure light came on the daily, and I would fill the air in my tires and it would come on the next day. So I finally just decided that I was going to get all new tires, and my car just drives like a dream now.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty big expense, but that's like so good for your car.
I know. Well, my car's been paid off for a couple years, but it still runs fine. So then I was like debating, do I get a new car? Or, you know, put a little bit of money into this one and just like drive it till it dies and then save up that money. So I think I'm just going to take like a car payment, like $400, and put it in an account each month and pretend like I'm making a car payment, and then I'll have a down payment the next time.
Yeah. That is very smart. Wow. How does it feel to have a paid off car?
Oh, it feels nice. Yeah.
We paid ours off this past August. We paid ours off too. And it was, I mean, I can't even tell you.
Wow.
I've had a car since I was 15, and like, I've just kept getting new cars and rolling it over. And so I've had a car payment since I was like 16 years old. So I've never fully so finally, I'm just like, we're not. And we need another car because we need two cars. But I was like, I don't want to get one yet because I refuse to have a car payment.
Oh, you guys have one car?
Yeah, we had two cars. I had a really small Neon that we would use, like Dodge Neon, just for
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I remember those. Mm-hmm. They were like a Volkswagen Beetle wannabe.
Wait, except what? Not.
I need to see this Dodge Neon. I don't know if this is ringing a bell for me.
Dodge Neon. It's just a little like tiny. They had them in two-door, but I had a four-door. It did. It looked like a longer Beetle.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like.
It did. It kind of looks like a clown car a little bit.
Yeah. Jay would never want to get in that thing. And I was just like, listen, he would call it like a hoopty. I'm like, it gets me from point A to point B. It didn't have AC for the longest. So like the only time I could really drive it is like in the spring or the fall when the weather's decent. Forget about taking it out in the snow. But we had it for like 3 years. It was 19 years old, and we just donated it last year and got like a tax credit. I was like, I'm done with it. Like, we need to get rid of it, because we were in Chicago. City stickers are ridiculous. Like, you have to pay for plate stickers, city stickers. It's annoying. Well, and actually Arizona is pretty expensive too, right?
Yeah. This was the first time that I've ever had to have an emissions test when I moved here.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh.
We had to go for one of those too.
That shocks me. That shocks and concerns me, honestly. Like, some of the vehicles I see out here, I'm like, where's the emissions test? That's not good. Whatever's happening there. but registering your car in Arizona is like expensive, especially if you have a new car. I think the first I got my car in 2015 because my hoopty died on me in my driveway, thankfully. But I had to buy a new car like really fast because my job was across town, so I didn't really have a choice. And registering it was I think $300. So, yeah. Well, okay, listen. I didn't have a choice because I didn't have, like, enough. I didn't have, like, a couple grand to buy a car, so I had to finance it is what I mean. I should clarify.
Yeah.
So, yeah. It was a mess.
Well, here, stickers are 150. It's $300 a year, pretty much, to have a car.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, in Chicago. You have to renew your stickers every year, which is so annoying. And then, like, not to mention insurance. So I'm just like, let's just hold off on getting another car.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel you, Adam. I feel you.
Yeah. The good thing about, I mean, I know this is getting into, like, financial talk, but in Illinois, the stickers were a flat price. When I moved there, it was, like, $99, and it went up to, like, $119, and now, obviously, it's a little higher. But, like, in Nebraska, and probably Arizona, too, you have to pay a percentage, like, it's like a personal tax. So in Illinois, it was a flat rate, but here, I pay based on the value of my car that the DMV deems, which, you know, if you get a new car, obviously, it's really high, and as your car gets older, it goes down.
Yeah.
Right.
Which, that's stupid, though.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't want to register my car in Missouri, though, because the license plates here are so ugly. Not to be, like, stupid, but, like, it's just white. Like, Arizona has the Grand Canyon on it. Why would I change that out for a white license plate? It's ugly. I'm over it.
And you're going to have to go get a new driver's license, too, and you're going to have to take the test, all of it.
No!
You could just take a Sharpie to your license plate and just draw the Grand Canyon down there.
I mean, technically, I think you're supposed to get a new license if you move residence within, like, 10 days. But, I mean...
Oh, but what do you mean about I had to take the driving test? Are you kidding? Or
no, I had to take a computer test. I didn't have to take a driving test. So you're probably going to have to take a computer test.
My mom did, too, I think. My mom and Ted had to, I think.
Lord.
I mean, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Yeah, you've been driving for quite some time.
10 years. Yeah. Almost, not even 10 years. It's like 9 years. I'll admit. Nicole, what's going on with you?
Well, my exciting week hasn't started yet. Well, actually it did, because technically I'm on vacation right now. So I'm going to Arizona tomorrow morning.
Woo!
Yeah, so my flight is at 10 o'clock in the morning, and I'm a little paranoid about it because I haven't flown. The last time I flew was when I was out there with you guys and we did our last collab, and, like, my mom comes in and was like, there's no more toilet paper. You know, she had that freak out.
Yeah. Yes.
We all kind of had that freak out, too, and we went into Target, and I was like, this seems eerie.
Yeah, because weird. At first it was like, okay, mom, toilet paper is not the worst thing to run out of. Like, let's worry about the food. And then we went into the store and it was like really, really weird. But that was the last time I flew. And I wasn't really thinking about it then. I don't think any of us were thinking about it then and like how bad it was going to be. So I have not taken a flight since then. So I hear that like planes are great and they have the HEPA filter and they cycle out like every 3 to 4 minutes. I've done my research. But like my thing is that like there's always going to be that handful of people that just don't like wear their mask, you know, because they're eating or drinking. I'm putting air quotes up. But they say that they require it. So like you have to. Which is fine. I don't know. I'm just a little anxious of sitting shoulder to shoulder with a stranger. Like, and it makes me mad that I'm anxious about that because I'm not an anxious person, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely so, something worth, like, that makes sense, though. When I flew in July, I was, like, a wreck. Yeah.
Were you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I understand.
And I mean, I don't really care to fly to begin with. Like, I'm not a big airplane person. Like, I don't like to, I don't have a phobia of flying, but I don't like to fly. So, like, I feel like I'm nervous in general just the day of flying. And then this is just adding on to it. Mm-hmm. But then also, like, my mind goes to, man, I won't be able to, like, drink or eat anything, like, for 5 hours. Like, am I going to be okay? But I mean, I guess I can. Anyway, what I'm saying is I'm a little anxious, but I'm very excited to get back there. And I'm going to be there for a week. And I'm not going to be with Jay or my kids. So it's kind of like one of those nice relaxing breaks where you don't have to worry about anybody but yourself. You know, as a mom, all the moms out there, I'm sure you guys know what I'm talking about when I say this. But and it's going to be I'm going to be out there for Halloween. I'm going to be out there for the election. A lot of the fun things happening while I'm out there. and I'm going to see Adam. We're going to spend the day together. Yeah. So we're going to go to some plant shops and do a little hike, I think. And I'm going to vlog. I'm going to try to vlog. So that'll be fun. I'm excited.
I'm so jealous.
And I think, and I was going to say, and I think Becca could, Becca should just take a last minute flight out there. Just last minute. Just be rebellious, Becca. Just be a rebel.
Be rebellious. Oh. No, she's got a dog that's being potty trained. She can't leave.
True.
Yeah. Or
else bring him. Bring him with.
Bring him. Might as well, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mercy. I'm so excited for you guys. You haven't seen each other in a long time.
Yeah.
Well, March. Since March. Yeah, which is longer than we usually went. Because I feel like we saw each other like every 2 months at least.
We did because we, well, it was like, yeah, it was like November, then again in January, then February, and then March. So, yeah, we did. We... It's been a while. Well, you too. I haven't seen you either.
I know, since March. I saw Adam briefly since March. Twice.
Not really briefly. I spent the night at your house. I slept in your spare bedroom.
Oh, that's right. I visited
in her
you.
Filming space?
In my filming space.
Ouch.
Question. Did you check for bed bugs when you stayed over?
No, I didn't, no.
Oh, because you do that at hotels.
I woke up with a piece of your hair in my mouth, though.
You did?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I was like, what? I need to tell Daniel. He will freak out. That's right. So I guess I saw Adam 3 times. I don't want to brag. Okay, anyway.
That's okay. No, but I am. I'm really excited. So there's that. So I've just been kind of like, I don't know, like getting stuff ready to go and like, with work mainly, like trying to fit in last minute schedule, like last minute sessions and editing my sessions. And it's been a little hectic a couple of days, but I'm done now. So all I got to do is just go.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
That's so fun. I'm so excited for you to be out there. It does get cold in Arizona, like around Halloween. So like you're coming out or you're going out when it's turning into our fall now, but their winter.
Yeah, this is like my favorite time to go out there because it's cool in the mornings. Like there, you have those cool periods where you could just be outside and not be sweating constantly profusely.
Yes.
And then it's just comfortable. It's just so much more comfortable, you know?
I feel that. I feel that.
Okay, so are we ready to start today's episode now that we've been talking for like an hour?
Yeah, now that we're we're all like closer to bedtime.
I'm
remember, guys,
drowsy.
When we are filming, we have to be turned on. So flip that switch.
I forgot to turn myself on before this. Give me a second.
Give me a second. Mute your microphone.
What are we talking about today?
Today is a fun episode. Today we're just talking about a few of our favorite plant tubers, not plant tubers, Instagram pages, podcasts, just some people that we're like genuinely into right now and watching and supporting and all that fun stuff. I mean, we only have like 30 minutes to talk, so obviously we can't talk about all of our favorites, but we're going to mention a few just because I don't know, it's fun. And I'm curious to know who you guys are watching and listening to right now. I feel like it's nice to get those recommendations too, because you know, like I don't know, like it's always fun to find new people and listen to new people. There's so much room in this community for like newbies, you know, so it's fun.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're going to talk about now. So I'll start it off. Okay, let me get my notes. So what we're gonna do is we're going to start with our YouTubers that we've been into right now. So okay, so I have a few plant people that I watch and I've been watching recently, and I just think that they're great. So let me start by sharing those. So Pam's Pretty Plants, she's in Massachusetts. I don't know. I feel like she's been around kind of as long as us, right? So like if you, yeah. I don't know, if you listen to us, I'm pretty sure you've heard of Pam, but she's great. Like I love all her videos. I think she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. She's got the same camera as me.
Yeah, I know. I was talking to her about camera stuff, and I'm strongly considering that camera.
Really?
I don't know. It might be my next purchase. I don't know.
Me too.
I'm obviously talking. Really?
Yeah. Well, because the Mark II is coming out next month of that camera, so I feel like maybe the Becca's version will drop in price, and the Mark II mm-hmm. from my research, the added features on that camera do not. Like, they're not that right. much different, so.
No, and that's what she said, too, that Pam, like, did so much research, and she, like, blasted me with so much research. I was like, oh, my God, thank you. Now I don't have to do it.
Yeah, I researched the camera so much before I bought it, because I wanted a good one that I could vlog with and do my main channel, do regular videos. So it was like, okay, yeah, this is the one. It's a great camera.
It really is. I mean, your videos look so great.
Thank you.
Okay. And my next one is Ashley from Planting the World Red. Mm-hmm. You guys know Ashley.
Yes.
We love her.
She's, I don't know, like there's just something about her. She's in North Carolina, which I love North Carolina. And she's just got this like personality that like I just want to give her a hug like all the time. Like I just want to be around her. And I've never met her in person, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But she's just someone that I don't know. She just brings so much joy. Like, I love her. I love her videos. And she's got an amazing plant collection.
Yeah, she really, really does. And she is, like, a plant swap queen. She, like, sends boxes of plants to folks. And it's just, like, she's just so generous and so kind. I love her to death.
Yeah. Yeah, we've done a couple plant swaps, and she's great. She's great. Next one is Kathy's project.
Nerdy Kathy.
You guys, Nerdy Kathy.
Oh,
she's in Melbourne, Australia. Did I say that right? Melbourne?
Yeah,
Melbourne?
But you're going to get made fun of by the Australians because they don't pronounce the R. So they just said Melbourne.
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 Melbs.
Well, Kathy is such a joy. She cracks mm-hmm. me up. She's so smart, so sweet. Her videos are great. I love her. I'm so happy that I found her channel. I actually just did a collab with her, and the video that we did together went up today. We did it with a couple other YouTubers too, about prices like on plants across the world, which was really fun. It was her idea. Mm. Yeah, she's so great. And I love her accent.
I know.
I can listen to her talk all day.
Me too. I was just going to say that. Like, I need to write my memoir, and I just need her to record the audiobook because, like, her voice, her accent, it all is just, like, wonderful.
I love it.
So lovely. She's really sweet. Super encouraging.
Yeah, she is.
She's bought so many hats from me to the point
where... Yeah, I know.
From the point where I was like, okay... Please, you have to stop. Like you, and she was like, "I can give these as gifts. You can't tell me what to do." And it's really funny, but I'm just like, "You don't need all of my hats." But she's such a big supporter, and I love her.
Yeah, I think I posted when you came out with your hats, or when you were announcing the different colors. I think she messaged me, and she was like, "Okay, I have to get every color though. Like, how do you pick a color? Because they're all so great." I was like, "I kind of agree. Like, I don't know. They're all really good." She's so cute. Okay, Rose, Yoga and Plant with Rose. She's in Holland. And she spells her name, it's the Dutch spelling of Rose. So it's R-O-O-S. So at first when I found her page, like, I love her. Her accent's really
cool,
too.
Wait, are you
going
to say
accents.
You were expecting there to be kangaroos? Because that's what I was expecting. Because I thought it was Ruse, like kangaroos.
That's what I thought. I thought her name was Ruse. So I was like, Rose. I was like, oh, I'm an idiot. Duh.
I always say in my head, Ruse.
Bruce. That's pretty too. But yeah, no, it's Rose.
Okay. She's awesome. Rose. Super, yeah. super
she
awesome.
She is awesome.
Beautiful
She's
plants.
Very sweet.
Beautiful content, all of it.
Yeah, yeah. She's, and I think she's fairly new to YouTube, right?
I don't think she's too new.
Yeah, not new, but like, was she before we started our channels or no? I never pay attention to like, I don't know, like how old people's channels are. So I never know. I'm like, oh, you guys probably know all these people. Like, and mm-hmm. I just found them.
Her Instagram is pretty big. So I feel like she's been around on Instagram for a while. I don't know about YouTube. I recently started. Okay. Well, not recently. I guess in the last, I don't know, I guess 6 months. Within the last six months, I started watching her. Yeah.
Like, she popped up in a recommended, and that's the thing, is it's so hard to find new people, I guess, unless you're, like, constantly going through your recommended. And
right.
One of her videos popped up one day, and I was like, this is the energy I need. So I was like, I am following, subscribed, all of it.
Yes, 100%. She's so great. Okay, so I want to talk about some other YouTube channels, and then I'll let you guys talk about yours. Now, these are going to be channels that are not plant related, but like just channels that I genuinely enjoy. Mm-hmm. And I wonder if you've heard of any of them.
I think it's so interesting hearing who people watch, because it's always someone that I don't watch. Always.
Really?
Yeah.
I was shocked to know that we watched a few of the same people, like lifestyle vloggers. I was shocked by that. But okay. So Christy, Raw Beauty Christy, she's a makeup vlogger. You know who she is?
I only know who she is because of her video that happened when Jaclyn Hill was releasing some lipsticks and there was a lot of drama.
Yes.
And Raw Beauty Christy, she got out her microscope and showed what was in those lipsticks. And that's when I found her.
What was in it?
I think a lot of people found her through that. There was like...
Hair and like metal chunks. I mean, it was a big fiasco.
It was a big deal. So go find that. That was fun.
So is that but the she, one? Is she the one that? She's not the one that does like the parody makeup videos, right? She's the one that has plants in the background.
No,
and she has that bokeh.
No, that's not her.
What?
You're thinking of Samantha Ravendahl, I think.
Oh. Okay, I don't know who Raw Beauty Christy is.
Raw Beauty Christy has a plain backdrop, but she's hilarious. She's very funny.
Uh-huh.
And she does a lot of makeup reviews. But she also has a lifestyle vlog channel with her husband because they just bought a house. So she's kind of like doing it all.
Okay.
But she just recently became pregnant. And they were trying for like over 10 years to be pregnant. And she was told multiple times she couldn't have a baby. So it's just like been this emotional roller coaster. Yeah. So I've been following her like a hawk. I love her channel.
I just want to cry.
I full on avoided that video because you posted about it and Pam posted about it. And I don't know. Like I would just be sobbing on the couch in joy for them. But like... You know, even just this week, I was like on TikTok, and it was one of those TikToks where like somebody, a child, was hearing their parents' voice for the first time because they were born deaf and there was some kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
And honestly, every single one of those videos I see, I'm like weeping. Like,
oh yeah.
On a scale of one to a child hearing their parents' voice for the first time, it's just like,
like I can't even handle it.
Oh my gosh.
That's how that video was. It like if you never followed Christy for anything and you just watch that video, like you'll be crying. Even if you don't know her, like you'll still be crying. It was just a crazy, and she just filmed the whole thing. It was just so impressive and everybody was so happy for her. But I can go on and on about her. She's a great person. But anyway, so moving on, my next one is Pomp Berry, and her name is Pomp Berry.
Like that's her actual name.
That's her name. Well, I don't know if it's like her name on her birth certificate, but that's her name. She says, "Hey, I'm Pomp Berry," and it's her name on Instagram. She does special effects makeup.
Yeah, but this, like, I say, "Hey, I'm not dude," but that's not on my birth certificate.
Yeah, I know, but it's like her name is nowhere else.
Pomp Berry.
Like, I think that's Pomp Berry. I think that's her name. Anyway, if it's not, and you know who I'm talking about, correct me over on Instagram. Thank you very much. But she does this, like, this woman, oh my gosh, you talk about talent. She's doing this Halloween segment right now on her YouTube channel where, I don't know, maybe like every couple of days she's uploading these Halloween looks. You have to go see this. Like, just take a couple of hours and watch her channel because it is so therapeutic to watch her do makeup. And she literally transforms her face. She did a cat face the other day, and literally her face looked like a cat.
Really?
I mean, I'm not even exaggerating. It was just incredible. Are you Googling it right now?
I am.
Yeah.
Pomp?
It's
P-O-M-P?
Pomp. Yeah, Berry. B-E-R-R-Y.
Oh, this is not what I was expecting.
Incredible. Like, just so incredible. So you have to watch some of her videos, especially during this time. She calls it Pompoween. And she does, all these crazy characters. And it's just so cool.
Orient Express. Okay.
Yeah. Real Check her out. Doll. So definitely look up Pomperry because really, really cool stuff. Okay. So the next one is Tori Stender. She's a Canadian lifestyle blogger. And I'm kind of obsessed with her Instagram page. Like, And her YouTube channel, she doesn't upload as frequently. I think maybe like once a month, maybe. But she's great. She's just so great. She's got like, she does minimalist lifestyle, which I think is just so interesting because I'm constantly trying to downsize anything that I have and clean out whatever I have. And people that are very, very organized and like minimal is just intriguing to me. I don't know, for whatever reason. I just think that it is.
Yeah, I mean, as I'm sitting here staring at all these freaking clothes in my closet, I'm just thinking, like, I don't wear any of these. Like, why do I have them?
Yeah, I think her last video, she just did, like, a capsule wardrobe. Those, I want to live that life. I want to live a capsule wardrobe life, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think I'm going to get there. I'm going to get there one day. But her channel is very inspiring to just lead a more simple life. And I love it.
Yeah. So would your Little Mermaid shirt be included in your capsule wardrobe?
100% because it goes with everything.
Yeah, 100%. It does.
I mean, jeans, shorts, pajamas, name it. It's pretty much my only shirt. Okay. So...
That's how I feel about the shirt I'm currently wearing that Adam called me out on. He goes, Rebecca, how many days a week do you wear that shirt? Adam loves to roast me the second I get on the phone. You know that?
It's my love language. It really is.
I'm always late to these things. Like, I'm habitually late. So, like, he just has time to, like, get mad and be like, here's how I'm going to take it out on her.
I'm never mad at you.
And let's be transparent. You're not like, she's like maybe 3 to 5 minutes late. You're not like 30 minutes late.
Yeah, today I was 15 minutes late because I had to hork down my dinner. I had to eat so fast. That was me eating fast. It took me 15 minutes to eat a hamburger, and that was my speed round. Like, I was eating so fast when I did that.
Oh, Adam, we should do another mukbang while I'm out there.
Yeah.
Is that how you say it? Mukbang?
Mukbang.
Mukbang?
Mukbang.
Let's do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, next up is Sarah from Simply Sarah.
Wherever you
like. Okay, guys, Simply Sarah... S-A-R-A. She cooks like from home, self-taught chef. She is literally, Adam, actually, you put me on to her.
I mean, I think chef is a stretch. It's like,
okay, listen.
All the butter and oil and casseroles.
She has the absolute cutest country accent, and I want to eat her up. She's so adorable. I binged her channel one day, you guys, and I probably watched her for a couple hours. Like, I'm not even shamelessly watched her for a couple hours. Her videos aren't the best the best edited, you know. they're a little rough around the edges, but I like that. I like the rawness of it. And her just, like, I don't know, there's something about her. I just love her. So Simply Sarah.
She rakes in hundreds of thousands of views in every single one of her videos. So she's got to be making, like, bank on those videos.
I know.
And it's entertaining. I, like, again, Steve watches it. That's how you found out about it. Like,
yeah,
she's a gem.
I love her. I want to meet her in person one day. Like, that's a goal of mine. Okay, so staying on the cooking, I only have three more. Sorry, I'm taking forever. But Simply Mama Cooks. You're such a jerk. I knew you were going to do that. Simply Mama Cooks is another chef, and she cooks from home too. And she's got a lot of Latin dishes on her channel, and I absolutely love Latin cooking. Like, it's so good. So I love watching that because it's necessarily like dishes that I might not know, or like just different ways to make different foods, and I'm just so intrigued by that.
Like, what would be an example of a Latin dish? Because I'm having a hard time.
Like enchiladas or like flautas, like some like Spanish food.
Empanadas,
okay. Which I made the other night. Really good.
I saw that. That looked delicious.
Oh, so good. I'm going to have to make them for you guys one day.
Oh, my God. The day that you cook for me, I will cry 1,000 tears. And when anyone cooks for me, I get so happy. But when you do it, I can't wait.
That is very dramatic, but I'll take it.
It's me, Nicole. Come on. Do you expect any less?
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Okay, two to go. Jamie French.
She's the one that does the funny videos, Becca.
She's the comedian. Mm, so okay, she's Tiny Hands. She was our inspo for Tiny Hands. Remember?
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. So funny.
Anyway, she just started this segment called Movie Makeup Mondays, where she does her makeup while reviewing an 80s movie. And like, usually the movies are really terrible. So she pretty much roasts the movie. And then she talks about, like, budget. It's hilarious. And I cry laugh through the entire thing. Like, if you just want to get in a good mood, watch that. She did Coyote Ugly. Have you guys seen Coyote Ugly?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love that movie. And she was like, guys, like, this is actually a good movie.
I've never seen it.
It's fun. It's cute.
Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I just looked it up. She did Mac and Me. I remember watching that movie when I was younger, and I, like, loved it. But
did you? That
character is so weird.
So I've never seen it, and I was like, what the heck is this? It was so weird. But, that was a funny one. That was a real funny one. Hold on one second. My notes go. Oh, there they are. Okay. Definitely go check her out and check out this new segment because it's hilarious. You'll laugh through the whole thing. And my last one, the last one that, like, I found was Becky and Chris. And they're a husband and wife team. They do a lot of camera reviews and, like, equipment reviews. But they also have, like, they do travel vlogs, which is nice. I think she's mainly the videographer of the two. And then he's a doctor, but they have a helicopter. And they take, like, helicopter tours all over the city. Yeah, it's really, really cool. And I really like the style of editing. They have this blue-gray, I don't know, it's a very cool-toned editing thing that she does. Yeah. And I just love the look of it.
Yeah, I've seen a couple other videos. Well, I did see a video because I was looking up color grading because she does some tutorials on doing some color grading, and then also just like their vlogs are really cool. Mm-hmm. Like just watching filmmakers create is cool.
Yeah, I love it. It's not necessarily a channel that I would normally gravitate to, but I found them through Jay, and I was like, oh, these are, maybe it's the husband and wife thing. Like, I like husband and wife teams, but yeah, I don't know, but I like them a lot. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it for me, although I do listen, watch a ton of other YouTube channels. These were kind of just the ones that were at the top of my feed. So, Becca, you want to go?
I will go next. Okay, so...
Okay.
The first one... Okay, also should say, there's a lot of people that I watch, but the way that I found these people was I just opened up my YouTube app and scrolled and picked out basically like the first, I don't know, six people on my feed, because I guess those are the people that I watch the most often, the algorithm on YouTube. So that's how I did this. But okay, first... I have Wild Fern. So her name is Fern, and she's from British Columbia, Canada. And she's lovely. I love her videos. I love her Instagram channel. I followed her Instagram page longer than I've watched her videos. For some reason, it didn't connect that she had a YouTube channel for a while for me. But yeah, she's great. She has really sweet videos. She just did a Halloween spooky repot. And
oh, I love those.
Yeah, she has really cool hair too, which gets me. Her hair and makeup is always on point. She has like half brown hair, half like really pale blonde hair, and it's great.
I am gonna subscribe. I'm kind of like Cruella DeVille, but not that drastic.
Yeah,
right,
but like cool. I don't know what to, I don't know how to describe her style. I don't know what that would be, but she's definitely like a cool girl.
Nice. She's like, to me, she's one of those people that you see, and I've always wanted to be one of those people, but like, they're just like effortlessly cool. Yes. You know, like they throw on, not saying this is her, but you know, the kind of people I'm talking about, they just throw on like a really old sweater, some high-waisted jeans, and like whatever shoes, they don't care. It just looks like they literally don't care, but yet they look so freaking cool.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the vibes.
That's the vibe.
I recently found her because she showed up in my recommended, but I didn't know she had a YouTube channel, and I followed her on Instagram, but I was seeing her face on a Wicked Clothes ad on Facebook, like, mm-hmm. daily. I would scroll my Facebook, and all of a sudden there'd be a sponsored thing about, and I'd see plants, so of course I'm looking at it, and it would be her, but I didn't realize it was her until I subscribed and started watching her videos, and I was like, wait a minute, I know this girl.
Yes, that ad popped up for me so much, and then I found her Instagram and was like, oh my god, she's a real person, she's so pretty, let's follow.
Yeah,
so she's awesome.
I'm excited to watch her videos.
Yeah, she's awesome. Okay, next person is Sharina. We all know Sharina. We know her, we love her. Sharina is so fun. She brings the energy. She packs a punch. I always like to think back to the time when I was so lucky to meet her in person at a Bloomer Girl Radio event in LA. And it was just the coolest thing. Like, she ran up to me and like gave, she was like, can I hug you? Would that bother you? Or something like that. She just like gave me a hug like within seconds of meeting and was like, I'm Sharina, you're Becca. Like, I follow you. And I was like, oh, hi. And it was just so, she was,
I love that.
Yeah, she was just such a fast friend, which is really nice for people like me, because that was a situation where I was alone and I was really nervous, and she just was such a fast friend and just like so quick, like did not even, like, I don't want to say no filter, but you know what I mean, she wasn't like worried, or it didn't seem like it. Yeah. At least, like, she was just like, this is me and that's you and we're friends, and I was like, we are.
Oh, I love her personality.
Yes.
Like, love it. She's so infectious.
Yeah. She
And you're right. That's... Sorry.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, you're right. Like, that's it. You describe her personality exactly what it is. I met her back in January. It was so much fun. It was so easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think that's the word. It's just like an easy friend conversation, mm-hmm. you know?
I'm the only one out of the three of us that has never met Sharina IRL, and now I'm upset about it.
Well, you need to make this happen. Road trip.
Serena, we got to make it happen.
Yeah. Yep. We got a road trip. We actually should do a road trip to, like...
Be my friend, Serena.
Yeah, she's great. She has the energy of that kid who walks up to you and is like, you want to be my best friend? All need that friend. The next person I want to talk about real quick is Scott Grows an Avocado Tree. And he's just so smart. He's from Australia.
Yeah.
And he has just, like, really niched down his content to the point where if anyone searches anything about growing avocados, they will find him.
They will find him.
And only him.
Yes. Yeah. Which is...
He's a teacher.
Yeah, he's also a teacher. And I think his wife is, too.
Yep.
But I just think that is so smart. And I've had a number of really great conversations with him, and he's really great at... fostering plant community and collabs and just the whole nine yards. Yeah. He's just such a great guy. So all in all, great guy. Next person is Allie's Plants. And I've been watching Allie's Plants for a while. And it's just comfortable.
I like Allie.
Yeah. She's so sweet. It's just like comfortable to watch. It feels familiar. We chat on Instagram from time to time. And she's just really sweet. So love her videos if you want to go check her out. And
she's got a nice collection too.
Yeah. Her collection is amazing. I mean, mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, like all of these people, I feel like everyone just has such amazing collections. And I love seeing how different each person's collection is based on their environment, the things they like, you know, and I just love it. I think it's so fun to see all that variety. But the next person is Plant Life in the Tropics. And
Caitlin,
she's big plantspo for me, like big time.
Oh,
I remember.
Same.
I think like early on in my YouTube plant journey, we messaged and she was telling me about how it was really hard for her to get certain plants because she lives on an island, like off of Spain.
Yeah.
And then she started her channel and I started seeing all of her plants and I was like, what do you mean? Plants are amazing.
Excuse me?
She has such a cool collection. And she does experiments a lot. Like, she does some, like, different types of propagation and she just is always working on something. And she just moved into, I don't know, probably more like a house situation, but it's in anyway. Go watch her channel.
Yeah, I'm not sure how houses are out there, but her space looks really cute.
Yeah, I think maybe like a duplex would be the equivalent of a duplex. I'm not really sure, but she has this big yard area and like so many cactus and succulents and euphorbia. So,
I know. Just
like really cool tropicals. So she has a great collection. And then the last person that popped up in my search is the Plants Meow. That's Ella.
The Anthurium Queen.
Talk about a collection. Goodness.
Oh my gosh. And she has a shop and she sells on Instagram. She gives people on Instagram first dibs, which is really cool. But she's just so awesome and so kind. She actually gifted me an Anthurium Warraquianum, which is an extremely sought after Anthurium. And she totally did not have to do that. It was so sweet. And I've purchased another plant from her before. But anyway, I go to her for Anthurium care because I feel like there's not a ton of Anthurium content out there, like specific to Anthurium. The Anthurium that we would collect, not the flamingo Anthurium, the flamingo dancer one or whatever. Which it wouldn't be a terrible thing to own one. But anyway, yeah, she just makes really informative and helpful content. And I watch her videos a lot when I am like, if something's gone wrong or I feel like I need to learn more or I want to learn more. She also does a lot of albo care videos. So if you are interested in the more, she definitely has like lots of import content and stuff like that. So she's great.
And she has cats.
Yeah. The plants meow. So she like definitely loves cats. Okay.
Meow.
I'm going to quickly go through like not plant people on YouTube because the reason why I started a YouTube channel is because I love watching YouTube. So I don't even really watch shows or TV. I watch YouTube. Sometimes I go through phases. It's like an ebb and flow situation. But Anyway, I'm going to rattle off really quickly. Aspen and Parker, do you guys know them?
No.
No.
I am shocked to hear that.
Really?
Yes. Aspen they have probably and Parker. Like 3 or 4 million on both of their channels. They have Aspen has her own channel, and then they have a vlog channel together, and they're in the millions, and they're just really cool, like down to earth people. Like Aspen, I feel like, well, they post a lot of videos, and like not she's very big on like, yeah, my life is on the internet, but you don't know me, which I think is very important to remember.
Are they a family vlog?
Yeah, now it is because they just had a baby a year ago. Okay. But before it was just like a couple thing, but they have a baby.
Okay.
But it's really interesting because she sometimes, like, she just like takes quote unquote hate comments so well. Cause she's like, you don't know me. Like, no matter how much I put on the internet, like, you still don't know me. And I'm just like, that's right.
Yeah.
Say it for all of us.
Yeah. I just think she's really inspiring. And I don't know. She's just like really humble. And that's really cool. Next, and her husband Parker is so, like, he's awesome. He's such a trooper. He's like the quintessential Instagram husband, so he's cool too. The Sorry Girls, I'm sure you watch them.
My kids do.
Okay. Oh, really? Your kids do?
Yeah, they do crafts, right?
Yeah, they do like DIYs. They've come a long way. Like now it's more like big, large scale home decor type of stuff.
Okay. But, I maybe they don't anymore, but they like the girls like all that crafty stuff. So yeah, they do. Yeah, they watch. I think
their channel has recently shifted to be more like elevated, but they definitely did like a lot of like would be like 5 minute crafts type of content. But so they're really great. I love them. They're also very inspiring. And okay, Megan Hughes. I don't know. I doubt you guys have heard of her, but she is so fun because she is just like, she's from Georgia, moved to LA, lived there for a while, and then she moved out to like rural Oregon like has a farm now. And it's just so fun. Wow. I feel like I'm in the stage of life that she was in like 2 years ago.
Wait, like, she was so familiar to me. Megan Hughes.
Yeah. And she has like really long red hair.
Oh, no, I don't know her.
Mm-mm. Yeah, okay. She's awesome. She just, like, makes a lot of, like, big sis content, and I don't know. It's just really great. She just gives, like, a lot of fun advice, like, lots of zero waste, natural living life stuff. I think it's great.
I love that stuff.
Yeah. Okay, next, Exo McKenna. I know that you watch her, Nicole.
No, I don't.
Huh? Who was I talking about her with?
Okay. It wasn't me.
A little too confident walking into that one.
Wait, okay. What's her name?
XO McKenna.
XO McKenna. No.
Maybe I was talking to someone else. Okay, XO McKenna. She is like so cool.
Is this like XO Gossip Girl? XOXO Gossip Girl. Okay.
She's awesome. She does home decor and DIYs and all of that kind of stuff. And she just, like, has been really inspiring to me. Well, you can tell what season of life I'm in right now because I'm trying to decorate my house. So, like, most people I watch are that. But she's just really inspiring to help me find my style. And her life is really cute. And she's just, like, really spunky. So I love her. Hannah Lee Duggan is so cool. She lives like a pretty nomadic life. She lived in a van for a long time. She talked a lot about van life. She sold clothes on Depop and just like made money in a lot of different ways. And now she bought like, I don't know, 13 or 15 acres with two rundown cabins. So she's remodeling them, which is also very inspiring. Okay. I am almost finished. Oh, God, I feel like I've been talking for 3 hours. Okay. Damon Dominique is an incredible travel YouTuber. And he's
Damon Dominique.
Yeah, so he co-founded the company Shut Up and Go, the YouTube account Shut Up and Go. But now he's, like, branched off and he's doing his own thing. And he lives in Paris, which is, like, a dream of mine. It'll probably will never happen, but it's fun to watch him.
Cool.
And his videos, Adam, I think that you would like his content a lot, actually.
I wrote it down.
Yeah. He's so cool. He made, and it's like very cinematic, and his aspect ratio is like the size of an iPad screen. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, but it's like a wide angle lens, but it's different aspect ratio. It's not 1920, 18, whatever. I don't know why, but that just like, I just, well, it just really, it makes his channel so unique. I don't know why.
That's just cool.
YouTuber things. And then, okay, Jen M, she is a YouTuber as well. She's been on YouTube for a long time, and she's kind of like my big sister on YouTube. She has inspired me to like get more into cooking and like live a mindful lifestyle. And it's funny because she posted her 10-year anniversary thing, like video on YouTube, and it seemed like up until like 2 or 3 years ago, maybe even less, she was very different. And I've met her in this new season of her life, and it's just, I don't know, it's interesting how you can document your life and how you change on YouTube like that, you know?
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So yeah, I mean, I feel like even me personally, from my first videos, like even just who I was as a human because of the situation, like I have documented like my confidence in myself as a person, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. If that makes sense. But I think that's a cool, like we all have these things to look back at now. Like we all have these seasons of life that are recorded, and it's exciting.
You're going to hear my dogs go absolutely ballistic in editing. Jay just got home, and I'm looking at my screen, and I was like, I can't believe it picked it up. Like, they're just going crazy. Sorry.
That's okay.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Oh, sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, I feel like I'm having deja vu. Did we have this conversation before in a collab video about, like, just seeing each other grow through YouTube? Maybe I dreamt it, but it's definitely, it's definitely deja vu. That was very weird because I feel like we've had the same exact conversation, but.
We might have. We very well might have. Yeah. Do you think that you guys will be on YouTube for like 10 years? Is that something that you plan or does that just happen?
It's definitely something I plan. Whether it'll happen or not, I'm not sure. But I don't know.
I don't think the whole 10 years it would look the same. Because like, I have a real desire to do travel vlogging and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And plant content too, but you know.
Yeah. Plants in other parts of the world.
As long as it's like it's an avenue to create, I think I'll still be creating.
Yeah.
I wonder what that'll look like for us. I wonder what the podcast will be. Do you think we'll be doing the podcast in 10 years from now? These are deep conversations.
I know. Well, I was thinking like this podcast that I watch is celebrating their 3-year anniversary, and it feels like I've been listening from the beginning, and like they're at 5 million downloads, and I'm like, what is it going to be like for us? You know, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. That's crazy.
It's crazy. I don't know what, we had just hit 10K downloads, which feels so great.
10K. Yeah.
That does. It's exciting.
It really is. All right. That was a good list, Becca. I followed quite a bit of people today. I'm excited.
Yay.
Okay, Adam, you're up.
Oh, it's my turn.
You're like, step, oh, me?
Step up to the plate.
Who, me?
Oh, my God. You're like playing with your hair, just like waiting for us to call upon you as if you didn't know it was coming.
Okay, so this episode is already proving to be a lot longer than any of us expected.
This is going
to
be a 2-hour episode.
Because we have to talk, we were going to talk about IG and also podcast, but anyway, I'm going to go quick. I kind of did the same thing, obviously, as Nicole and Becca. I went through my library, my watched videos, my subscriptions, and kind of just picked out some people. I watch a lot of different content on YouTube. My YouTube page is all like drag queens, plants, cruise vlogs, and funny cat videos. Like that's every time you pull it up, it's something in that realm. But I have to give a shout out. I mean, you guys have, I've taken some off my list because you guys have mentioned them, but I need to kind of talk about some of the people that really got me, like when I first started getting into plants, which were Homestead Brooklyn, which is Summer Rain Oaks, always. Nick Pelleggi, Philly mm-hmm. Foliage. Yeah. He's been one of the ones I've watched from the beginning. Betsy Begonia is another one. I just love them all. And Crazy Plant Guy.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Christian. Christian.
I mean, there was a while he took a break from YouTube, but now he's been just like pumping it out, which has been
great.
I'm
so glad he's back. I love his content.
Yeah. And then as far as like other YouTubers, Minimalist Callie, which her name is actually Tiffany, which for the longest time I thought her name was Callie.
Yeah.
Because I'm an idiot. But
no, you're not.
She was doing Lekka and Passive Hydro way before I started doing it. So that's where I like built up a lot of my knowledge on Lekka, because mm-hmm. she's got a lot of content out there on that.
Yeah.
And then there's a newer YouTuber, but we've been friends on Instagram for a while. His name is Logan, but his YouTube handle is Plant Talk with Logan.
Oh, okay.
And he's just like the aesthetic king. Like he's got light. Like he's just got like, he's a graphic designer. He's an art kid. You can just tell by looking at him that he's like the coolest art kid. So I really like his YouTube channel, and I'm just excited to see like more people, you know, starting a journey on YouTube.
Ooh, I'm going to follow him.
Yeah. His Instagram's nice too.
I like his, I like his thumbnails. That's a cool thumbnail.
He wears these hats that are like, his are stocking caps, but you can actually buy baseball caps that basically are just like no bill. It's just like a circle cool. that like sits above his. He just looks so freaking cool in all his photos. It makes me mad.
It makes me mad.
And there's many more, you know, plant content out there that I watch. So I don't want anyone to feel left out or that kind of stuff. But I'm going to move to the non-plant people.
All right.
And
bring it.
One of the channel that I watch the most, that I've went back to day one and watched all of the episodes, is called which is
what?
I know, but if you watched it you would understand, and I'm sure there's some people out there who know, but it's with Trixie Mattel and Katya, two drag queens, and it's UNHHHH. So
oh my god.
Oh,
it's so,
yes.
I mean, legit.
Adam just rubbed his body.
Well, that's what they do. That's what they do in their intro. But if you if you watched one of their videos, I mean, the editing, they film in a green screen. So, like, the editing is, like, top.
Cool.
It's hilarious. They do the funniest editing on that show. So, check it out if you haven't.
Yeah, for sure.
And then another non-plant person that I actually only found because of Becca is Brandy TV.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
I have got to tune back in to Brandy TV.
Oh my
TV.
Gosh. Our first collab when we filmed at Nicole's mom's house, Becca was like, "Have you guys seen this girl on YouTube?" And she actually lives in Tempe. I honestly think that if I ran into her, I would be like,
yeah,
and
me
like,
too.
Total fanboy. But I watched every single one of her videos, except the ones where she deals with spiders. She's a big animal person. But her channel is basically her getting high off of edibles and then doing some special effects makeup. But like,
but
she
badly.
Gets. Yeah, because she takes like
really
200 milligrams, 150 milligrams. I mean, it's...
She's but like, you cannot watch any one of her videos without cry laughing, like to where
it
hurts.
Yeah.
I just remember you showing us that video, and I like, there was no coming out of that. Like, it was so fun. I was hooked.
Mm-hmm.
And I have not, she has not popped up in my feed. I wonder why. I need to go back and watch.
Oh my
some
gosh.
Of her latest
That's
stuff.
Like when she has a new video, you know, I sit on my couch, I join her in her festivities, and then I just laugh for the entire video. I love
it. Is she doing Halloween content now?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, she is.
Okay. I know what I'm doing
gosh.
On the plane tomorrow.
I'm trying to think. The video that Becca made us watch was when she did the Grinch.
Yes.
Oh,
that
yes.
was the first
the
video that I watched, and it was so funny.
Oh, and then she has her husband like come in and look at her.
Yeah. I think the last video they did last week was they both dressed up as troll characters,
oh,
like from
no.
the movie Trolls. What? Like she did his makeup in it too. It was really funny.
Oh, I need to catch up with Brandy.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and there's a couple others. So, Nikki Tutorials, she's a makeup channel.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing.
From Amsterdam. She's Dutch.
Yeah.
And I think she's just wonderful. Like, talk about an unproblematic beauty YouTuber. That's Nikki Tutorials. So, yeah. I really enjoyed her.
She was on Ellen recently, yeah, I think.
She's super talented. Mm-hmm. And back in like 2012, 2013, I was a huge Grace Helbig fan. Like, Daily Grace was her channel back then. But Grace Helbig, Mamrie Hart, and Hannah Hart, they all had their own channels. They all collab. They kind of remind me of us. Like, they're just three really good friends. Mm-hmm. So I love them.
I've never heard of them.
And then the last YouTube channel I think I'm going to talk about is Gone with the Winds.
Oh,
which
you told
is,
me about them.
They started off as RVers. They were traveling the U.S. and Canada in RV. And then they bought a boat, a yacht. Well,
that's so
I don't,
cool.
Not a yacht. Some sort of a catamaran. There we go. A 43-foot catamaran. And they just are sailing all over the world. But the day that they were headed back to their boat, because they came to Texas for Christmas, I think Fiji shut down. So they've been like stranded for like 3 months.
Oh, wow.
In Fiji?
No, in like a different country trying to get back to their boat.
Oh.
They're,
that but, makes for some interesting vlog content.
Yeah. Because, you know, other countries took it a lot more serious.
I mean.
Right.
But right. I've always tried to like want to find a male lifestyle vlogger because like you guys have your lifestyle channels that you like to watch, but they're not very like male centric.
You know what? There's one. Oh my gosh. What is his name? You guys, I'm sure you watch him. Go ahead.
Mr. Harrington. Is that his name?
Oh, that's not who I was thinking of.
He makes like DIY. I found him because he actually made plant videos for a little bit. He would talk about plants that have died. And then he did DIY stuff, but I haven't checked in with him lately. But yeah.
I mean, the couple that when I was like searching for like men's lifestyle, it was like a lot of toxic masculinity. Like how to pick up girls and like.
Ew.
It was a lot of like, I don't know. And then.
Who's the guy who redid Bretman Rock's house? What the heck is his name?
Lone Fox?
Lone Fox. He does lifestyle stuff.
Oh, you would like Lone Fox.
Oh, yeah. He's friends with James Charles.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, he is? I didn't know that.
I've seen a few of his videos. I mean, I'm not so much into like the DIY stuff. I was just kind of more looking like men's lifestyle, but also like men's vlog. Like, okay,
right.
Peter McKinnon. Yeah,
Peter
love him to death.
Amazing, yeah.
Like, that's who I learned a lot of my lighting and all of that jazz from. But I don't know. I think I want to get more into that kind of stuff, like plant stuff, but also like the vlogging and lifestyle. And I really enjoy it.
Leave us some recommendations on Instagram, guys, for if you know any male lifestyle vloggers.
One guy I came across, like, each month did, like, an underwear try-on, and I was like, come on, dude.
Ugh.
Like, get over yourself.
Oh, God. I cannot be bothered with that.
I can't even make a video about Lekka with someone making comments. I couldn't imagine just doing an underwear try-on YouTube video.
Yeah, look at the comments on one of those videos.
God, that's so funny.
Okay, well, those are really good. Again,
Mr. Carrington with a C.
Mr. Carrington. Adam's got his pen out.
You were very close, Becca. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. Mr. Carrington, let's see. Oh, I think you would like him. Let's see. He's got 56K now. Home lifestyle vlogs.
Becca sounds like she's trying to set you up on a date.
Yeah, I'm gonna check him out.
Oh, I think you'd like him.
That's how I feel whenever I introduce someone to new channels. I'm like, come on, you'd like him.
Give it a try.
You'd like her. But when oh shoot, when other people recommend YouTube channels to me, like, I am so picky about who I watch. Okay, honestly, I think we're only gonna have time to talk about YouTube in this video, in this episode,
but yeah, we might have to do another segment.
Yeah, but like, I'm just so picky because I get close with people who I watch on YouTube. It's one-sided, but I like really follow closely. So yeah. I can't follow closely with too many people or else I'm overloaded. So,
and then you get it, like, you almost get like invested in their life, you know, like.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And there's so many that I didn't name that I'm like very invested. So what can you do? I love YouTube. But to think that someone would be that invested in my life is funny. Like, not to say that that is. Not to say that's a thing at all, but there are some people who watch every single video and I'm like, wow, is it that exciting for you? Like, as it is for
it
me,
is.
My favorite YouTuber post a video. It's just so
I
funny.
Love when you post videos. I love when Same. Both of you post videos.
I mean, we're good friends, but, you know, like, I get those messages too about people just being like, you know, when I get compliments, I feel awkward, but when people are just like, I really love your vibe, I love your channel, like, you just seem like the coolest person, and I'm just like, ooh. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. I'm not, though. I'm a weird guy.
He is weird. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, well, those were really good. Like, I added some of those to my list, so that was exciting. So this went on very long. So I'm gonna name a few people that I specifically like, and by a few, like, literally, there's only like four people that I grabbed, but that whose Instagram pages are just so interesting to me right now. And Instagram is funny because the algorithm keeps putting their stories right at the beginning of my feed. Like, you both of you guys are obviously at the top because I watch all of your stories, but these people pop up right after you guys every single time I log on to Instagram. and I absolutely adore them. So Amanda Ray Wright, she doesn't have a YouTube channel, but she's on Instagram. She's got a fairly bigger page for, I guess, like, being just like in the plant community, but her husband gardens and they have the most beautiful house, and her plant collection. Yes. Okay, you follow her? Her plant collection is just, I can look at her page all day, like all day.
Yeah, it's aesthetic goals.
It really is. And I know she follows the podcast. So hi, Amanda, if you're listening. But
hi,
I just, I absolutely adore her so much. And like, I don't know, like, I love her page. Travis Plans to Coop, he also has a YouTube mm-hmm. channel, but he goes live a lot, and I love his live videos.
Yeah,
I try to pop in every time I see him live.
He's such, like, he's the best, but he's very, like, he can recognize his own, like, he really can, like, dive into his feelings.
Yes.
And then he talks about those in his stories and his lives, and it almost makes you start thinking about your feelings and your, like, what's going on inside of you.
Yeah,
because sometimes we just don't take the time to do that. So I love that about
Travis. I do, like, I love his stories, and I listen to his little pep talks, or like, he does yoga too, I believe, and I just feel like, I don't know, he's so centering, and like, his voice is just very calming. I very much enjoy Travis. Christian, crazy plant guy, who you mentioned, I love his stories too, because he gives you like a full-on update of what's going on, like, and he always starts his stories with, hey guys, how's it going, you know?
Yeah.
And it's so funny because he goes, happy Monday, Friday,
yes,
yeah, Wednesday, yay. It just makes me laugh.
Every day's a yay. I love it. And obviously his YouTube channel is so enjoyable too, but he's just very present on Instagram, and I like that because, you know, we post videos on YouTube, but Instagram gives you more of like a day-to-day. So if you're really invested in your YouTuber, go see if they have an Instagram channel, and you could probably learn a little bit more about them over there.
Yeah, it's definitely more real life and less, you know, whatever. Yeah.
All right, my last one is Cody with Happy Little Bush. Cody's amazing. Like, I don't know, just a ball of energy and, like,
encouragement and
yes,
fun.
Yes,
yeah. They send me messages like that are so encouraging all the time. In moments where I needed it, but like,
yeah,
they didn't know that I needed it. So,
but also like, their stories just, like, I don't know, are inspiring and real. So Cody.
We've exchanged some fingernail polish.
Oh yes.
Like ideas, yeah.
I'm envious. They're just great. Of your nail polish colors from time to time. Like I really am.
I just ordered a whole bunch of nail polish from Holo Taco. Cody messaged me while I was on the website and they sent me a photo and they were on the website. So I was just like, oh
that's
my gosh.
So weird.
Both of us at the same time were on the website. So
that polish must be some good polish.
Yeah. I
think they were painting their nails and I was on the website looking at nail polish from Holo Taco and I was just like, this is so strange, but yeah.
That is strange.
Wonderful person.
Yes. 100%. Okay. So I think what we're going to do, because I know all three of us listen to quite a few podcasts. So I think maybe we'll put that in another episode somewhere down the line. Because this is going a little long. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Two people I wanted to mention, though, real quick from IG is Greenhouse Girl 94. We talked about her before.
Oh, Gretchen.
She is a book of knowledge. And
yes.
Flo the Plant Ho.
Flo.
My Hawaiian queen. I love him so much.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I need to mention people because.
Okay.
Okay. Very quickly. Michael from Plant Zaddy. With a Z.
Oh, yeah.
Chicago. He's in Chicago.
He's in Chicago, yeah. And I'm so excited. He was one of my first IG plant friends, and I'm so excited to come up and visit and meet him in person because he's awesome, and his page is so good. He's very informative, takes great photos. And then also leafygreens_ Marissa is awesome, so helpful, and she has a very, very aesthetic page, so love her. And just a little Instagram tip. You can follow hashtags. So if there's like a specific plant that you're looking for or just a topic that you like, you can follow that hashtag and that hashtag will show up in your feed. So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Close
it
out.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Let's wrap it up. All right, guys. Thank you so much for joining us in today's episode. If you liked it and you like us, be sure to leave us a review. Reviews help us get into the right people's ears, more people's ears. We appreciate you guys following us. Like, it still blows my mind how many people are listening to us after only 8 weeks. And it's just so much fun. So keep spreading the word about Potted Together and talking about us. If you're not already following us on Instagram, that's a good place to follow us if you want to just kind of see like what our next episode might be about. You can follow us at Potted Together, and then you can find us all individually on Instagram too. I'm at My Clean Leaves, Adam's at Not Dude, and Becca is at De La Plants.
Yes, and next week is going to be our season finale. Because
episode
11, next week's episode 12. So after next week, we're going to take just, maybe a few weeks break to catch up again and rest. Yeah. And then
yeah,
we'll
the holidays
back,
are coming up. Yeah, that's going to be, that's crazy. I can't believe we're there already. Time flies.
Season
when
one
you're
in the books.
Yeah.
Which is so cool. I can't believe we did it.
We
time
did
flies
it,
when you're having fun.
I know. Okay.
And we also have,
I was just going to say that we probably should exit soon because I have to pee so bad my back teeth are floating.
Oh, God.
What? Because there's pee going up your body?
Is that just a Midwest thing? I used to hear that phrase all the time growing up. I'm like, I got to pee so bad my back teeth are floating.
I've never heard that in my life, clearly.
It's pretty cringe.
I've heard, like, I have to pee like a racehorse. Have you heard that?
Yeah. Drain the lizard.
I was hoping it was
those.
drain the lizard. I don't like that. I usually say drain my tank.
Ew.
Because we all have tanks. Okay. But I was going to say that we also have a collab coming out soon on YouTube. I know I talk about this in every single solitary episode. Adam's crossing his fingers. Our first collab is going to be a behind the scenes tour of all of our son. You know, we're just going to go. Bye.
I'm sorry.
Adam just looked like he was holding himself because it was, he had to pee like a child.
No, I brought my bottle down here.
Ew, what?
Like as a joke. Okay, we need to cut that all out.
Cut it out.
No, leave it.
Don't you dare cut it out. Put it in the bloopers.
Okay, Nicole, we'll let you wrap up now.
Okay, so our first collab is actually going to be a behind-the-scenes video of all of our podcast setups, and I'm really excited about it. So we're working on that now. It's actually in the works, so it's going
to
happen.
Okay, he's got to pee. My husband needs to go to sleep.
Yeah, I have to take Mia to her father's. Okay. See ya.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for joining. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
See you later.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.